look who's still home alone on a Friday night. You'll never guess who I ran into at JD's party. One Mr. Ryan. Why, yes. I do mean your college roommate. No, he wasn't at a high school party. I do get invited places, you know. Unlike you. Oh, he's doing really well. He's got a job. He's got a really nice car. He was telling me about his apartment. He's got all kinds of things going for him. Yeah, well. Why wouldn't I go out with him? Like I said, he's got things going for him, unlike you. He's not a jobless loser living with Mommy and Daddy. 5 years difference? Not a big deal. Oh, don't even give me that. You could get plenty of pussy if you got off your ass. You're a good-looking guy. You're just falling on your ass because for the first time, it's not enough to make you the golden boy. Too bad real life doesn't have a varsity team, huh? You've let it carry you along for so long. I swear you don't know how to do anything for yourself anymore, if you ever did. I mean, back when we were kids, you seemed like you had a decent amount of drive, but now... You haven't even gone to the gym since you moved back home. You know what that means, right? Give it another few months of no exercise, constant pot, eating everything that gets within 5 feet of your face, and you'll have absolutely nothing going for you. Of course you're still beautiful now. I'd fuck you if you weren't such a loser. Don't be such a fucking coward. You've always just drifted along. And now, poor you. Boo-fucking-who. Look. I take what I want. Why would I want you? I told you, you are quickly drifting to hopeless. You're not worthless, huh? You willing to prove it? We'll pull out of this stupid fucking nosedive, of course. Fine. I'll tell you what you have to do. As long as you stick with the program, and don't just fuck off, I won't date Ryan. And I'll give you incentives to get off your ass. What kind of incentives do you think? We'll start with this. Will you go to the gym tomorrow? During the day, in the sunlight. Okay, put it this way. Get up before 10 tomorrow morning and go to the gym before lunch. Promise me, and I'll give you a nice hand job right now. Yes, really? How do you think it reflects on me to have anyone see you like this? So how about it? No, I'm not kidding. No, there are no cameras around. Nobody put me up to this. But if I'm not cute or slutty enough for you, or if sitting around in your room jerking off is more important to you... Well, good. Because let me tell you a little secret. I may not act like a slut, but I'll do pretty much anything. I'm not at all a prude, and I don't give one fuck for society's rules. You're my big brother, and I love you. If this'll motivate you, then it doesn't hurt me at all to help out. So, is it a deal? Okay, good. I'm gonna sit down here next to you. Now kiss me. I know I said a hand job, but what's a hand job without kissing? Come on, baby, kiss me. Oh. There we go. Getting nice and hard under my hand. Doesn't that feel good? Yes, I kissed Ryan tonight, but it doesn't matter. We didn't have a deal yet. No. I didn't fuck him yet. Well, that'll be up to you. I won't fuck him if you stick with the deal. You break it, and I will date him. And I will fuck him. And I bet he'll be pretty damn good. And if not, I'll show him how to be pretty damn good. No, I didn't touch his cock. That's right. You got farther with your sister tonight than he did. What is this with this rivalry between you two, anyway? Well, sure, it's funny, but... How long's it been? That long, huh? Oh, you're gonna like this, then. Take off my shirt. No touching. That'll come later. But you can look. Yeah, okay. I'll touch. They're very sensitive. Just a breath on the back of my neck and my nipples crinkle right up. Now, come here. You're not even wearing underwear, you slob. All right, well, I'm gonna have to add a chapter on fashion sense, apparently. That's nice and wet. Yeah, you feel great in my hair. So, go ahead, big brother, fuck my hand. Come on. Oh, I want you to come for me. Remember your promise. No breaking yet. That's right. That's it. What? Do you like knowing you got further with your little sister than your best friend did? Oh, such a groan. Beautiful. Oh. Too sensitive. Wow. You came a lot. You always come this much. Guess I'll find out, huh? Now remember, up by 10, in the gym before lunch. Tomorrow we'll start talking about looking for a job for you. Of course I know you'll need more motivation for that. Now, forgive me, but little sister needs to go to bed and fuck herself before sleep. Well, of course, I'm sopping wet. Oh no, maybe when you've actually got a job, or, no, actually, let's make that one when you get a car. You can take me on a proper date, and then we can see if you can get into my little wet panties. Mwah. Good night, babe. Don't disappoint me. It would break my heart, and I would never speak to you again.